$150,000 Ocean Port Stakes at Monmouth Park is a 4-year-old colt by Badger Silver. Silver Max led from wire to wire, missing the course record for a mile and a 1/16 by just 4/5 of a second, the win going away by nearly 6 lengths. Bred by Steve Snowden, Seth Lauffer, and Will Lauffer, and trained by Dale Romans, Silver Max has won 7 stakes at 6 different tracks, and he's earned over $1 million. Among the 6 wins, the stakes wins, I should say, are the Grade 2 American Turf Stakes at Churchill, the Grade 2 Virginia Derby at Colonial Downs, the Grade 3 Transylvania at Keeneland, and now the Grade 3 Ocean Port. Badger Silver is also the sire of such runners as the Grade 1 winner Fly Lexus Fly of Silver Medallion, winner of graded stakes at Gulfstream, Calder, Golden Gate, graded stakes winner in Grade 1 place King Kanji, and of some 10% black type horses from starters. You find more runners by Badge of Silver, a multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire, at the upcoming yearling sales. Stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton, she owns the Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, as about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, and we're here at the clocker stand at the Thoroughbred Center, as usual, every Saturday morning, where we do business. And we did a lot of business this morning, about close to 70 workers this morning.
Oh, nice.
Kind of busy.
Yes.
And I'm going to have to fill in next week a little bit. One of the outriders is taking a vacation, so.
What nerve.
And so Susie, who's doing the clocking, the head clocker here now, she's going to fill in outriding, and I'm going to come in and fill in. Susie, I retired from the clocking, but they holler at me every now and then. I come in on Fridays and Saturdays and help out.
Yeah.
The busy days, and but I don't have to get up at 4:30 in the morning anymore. I can sleep till 5 o'clock now. You know,
I know. Don't wake me. You know, I'm just looking at you, and you've got a hat. You always wear a baseball cap. It says commentator. Well, it means more now because you've got your radio gear on. Sort of fitting, commentator. But
well,
anyway,
Michael Blowen gave me that. Of course, commentator is over at the Old Friends. Well, he won the Whitney. I believe he won it twice.
Really?
And they're running the Whitney Stakes today.
Oh, well, aren't you just right on it?
I've just put it on just for that reason.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I think that Michael's maybe back. I forgot to check with him from Saratoga. If he's lowering his standards coming out here today but to
I
talk
know,
to us.
From
but,
the spa yeah. to the clocker stand.
Whatever. And, of course, Dr. Byers. We'll be coming out and
who's back practicing, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be picking up where he left off.
Right.
Had a little bout with illness, as everybody knows as listens to the show, and he's starting to hit on, well, he's hitting on at least 5 out of 6, maybe going to.
Yeah.
Doing pretty good. Doing
yes,
pretty
he
good.
Is. He,
so he's picking
well,
up his
brain's 6 on 6.
Yeah.
he's not going to be doing any foot races. You know, but he's getting fine. I mean, it's just great.
Yeah, so it's good to
see
him.
The old brain is still clicking.
Good to see him back in action. Incidentally, if you want to get in touch with Doc and you don't know how, go to our website, and we put up a little blurb on Doc there.
Yeah, with his phone number.
Yeah, with his phone number.
Yeah, it's UrselEllisHorseTales.com.
Yeah, and so you can go to that. Jim Rankin's going to come in. Jim is from down in Bourbon County. Started out doing mostly farming. He's doing a lot of training nowadays, and He had a little Ohio-bred filly that he won a $75,000 stakes with up at the River Downs meeting at Beulah Park. And I'm going to talk to him about that. Old Kentucky boy running an Ohio-bred, that's all right, I reckon. He bought it. He didn't breed it. So I'm going to find out where he picked it up. But yeah. Don't get mad. Who's now in Louisiana, used to stand over at Spencer Farm.
But, yeah, we had a hat. Don't get mad. Betsy wanted that hat worse than anything. So yeah. She still has her don't get mad hat.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so Jim's going to stop in on about 11 o'clock. We're going to try to get in touch with Steve Moody today. We missed him last week, but we'll rest his back, by the way.
Yeah, all tanned. Smart
Aleck. Yeah, he's been on vacation. And, you know,
down to the salt waters.
Yeah, down in, where'd you go, Russie?
Fort Morgan.
Fort Morgan.
Fort Morgan.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Out, what is kind of a peninsula, isn't it?
Yeah.
Way out in the Gulf. That's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Do you have good weather?
Yeah.
Oh, good. His weather was good. Boy, Carrie went the week before to somewhere in Alabama, and they had rain almost every day.
Yeah. Woo! Carrie's my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lives in Lexington.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to try to get in touch with Steve. We're going to talk about some Whitney winners. The first one was a filly named Black Maria, who Colonel Phil Chin bred. And, you know, well, maybe I better not say it, but one of my reference books got it listed as being bred by Idlehour Farm, Colonel E.R. Bradley, but he didn't breed her. He sold the mare carrying Black Maria to Colonel Chin, and Colonel Chin is the breeder. He might not have planned the mating, but he...
Yeah. Colonel Chin's house is right over there.
Yeah.
So old Black Maria may have been grazing right where we're sitting.
Yeah, he used to lease his property and lived in that big house right here. Well, we can look right out the window here. And
we can hear the critters. They've got chickens and turkeys and roosters. And, oh, boy, it sounds like hee-haw sometimes.
It sounds like hee-haw. Excuse me. Anyway, we might talk about Black Maria. Also, I've been trying to get around to Dedicate. He also won the Whitney, so maybe we'll get to him this week. And anyway, we had a pretty good week, a month, I should say, a very good month. Excuse me. At the Thoroughbred Center here, we had 47 winners during the month, 3 stakes winners. And since last week's show... Boy, we were moving along kind of slow, and I said, Jesus, we're not going to hit 40 this week. And all of a sudden, we had 16 winners since last week's show. That's better than 2 a day. You know? And I had missed one that won on the 26th, which is Friday, down at Ellis Park. John O'Meara, a friend of mine, owns... a milestone farm over on Russell Cave Road. It's part of the old stallion station.
Yeah.
Yeah, the northernmost section of the old stallion station. John raises his own, trains his own, and does very well. Anyway, he took a filly named Wild Swava. Well, I don't know if it's a filly or not. Anyway, the name is Wild Swava, down to Ellis Park and won. And since then, let's see who else won here. David Hunt won with Briar Hill JJ, and then Jim won the $75,000 Queen City Oaks up at the River Downs meeting at Beulah Park with Uptown Gal. That's the filly we were just talking about. So Jim Rankin's, I'm going to talk to him a little bit about that when he gets there. Chuck Peary won race. Scooter Hughes, Tommy Bergen, Curvin Smith, Leonard Grubb Atkinson. Nobody would know who I was talking about if I just said Leonard. Grub won.
Yeah, we saw that. We had to go on the internet.
Yeah.
TVG doesn't do Indiana.
No.
And but boy, it's a good picture on the internet. We clicked on there, and they were going into the gate.
Yeah, he won with Dale Rose. Philly's won a couple of races. Philly, he bred, owned, and trained. Matt Frazier went with a quarter horse up at Indiana Downs. Sharon Edgel, Luis Jurado. Robert Hunt win another one. Wayne Mackey, Floyd Cobb, and Brian Michael. All those were last month. And then we started out two last night. One at Indiana Downs, Laura Beamer won with Bandy's Gal. And Mike Estes won with Northern Luck down at Mountaineer. So that is 16 winners since the last week's show. And we're starting to work on, of course, August now. And pretty good. Pretty good month for us. All right, well, moving right along, the first foal sired by Stroll since his return from Europe have come out running. Boy, have they ever. He's had 7 2-year-old start, 5 have won, all 5 won maiden specials, and the other two have placed, and both those placed in maiden specials. So one has won stakes, and 2 more stakes placed. Skylander Girl won the $150,000 My Dear Girl Stakes up at Woodbine. Tuscan Getaway, after taking a maiden special at Delaware, placed in the $125,000 Colin Stakes at Woodbine. Manos, never out of the money in 4 starts, including placings at Keeneland and Churchill, placed in the Chenery Stakes at Colonial Downs. Southbound won a maiden special, first time out at Hollywood Park. Shaken Sugar won a maiden special at Prairie Meadows in her first start. Strolling in the Big Easy won a maiden special at Louisiana Downs on July 26th. And the next day at Saratoga, strolled to victory, ran second, just got beat ahead after an eventful trip and a maiden special in his first start. So Stroll, sire of a champion filly and a graded stakes winner at Keeneland in his first crop, taking up right where he left off before he left to Europe. A grade one stakes winner by Pulpit. Stroll stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquire to Bernie Sams and see the website at claibornefarm.com. Well, the Clay Ward Agency has been insuring the world's finest thoroughbreds for over 8 decades. Boy, that's a long time. 80 years. Now, I know when my dad was managing Dixiana Farm for Charles T. Fisher. Now, this goes way back in the 1930s. The Dixiana was doing business with the founder, James Clay Ward, at that time. He's gone now, but the tradition of hard work, service, and thorough knowledge of the horse business is still there. With Shaq Parrish and Bruce Isaacs and John Hess. So to do business with people who know what they're doing and treat you right, just give them a call. The number over in Parrish, Kentucky, for the Clay Ward Agency, it's an 859 number, 987-1861, 987-1861. Now, the Clay Ward Agency is closely affiliated with Indian Creek Farm, also in Bourbon County, beautiful farm. And they have a tradition there, too, a tradition for raising runners and for selling top-quality bloodstock at the major sales. Now, the list of high-class stakes winners, a list that includes 6 champions raised at Indian Creek, is long and impressive and growing. So give them a call and talk to Shaq Parrish or Nikki Dryan out at Indian Creek. Great place to board horses. Number there is 987-7443. See the website at IndianCreekKY.com, IndianCreekKY.com. Clay Ward Agency and the Indian Creek. 2 winners to remember if you are in the thoroughbred business. All right, I want to talk a little bit about Red State Barbecue. And Jackie, you've got a couple of items. What's the feature? No. Hey, okay. Oh, he's okay. Well, I'll start it out, and we'll get your mic on in just a second here. Red State Barbecue, that's David Carroll's great establishment over on Georgetown Pike. And let me tell you where it is, on Georgetown. If you're getting off the bypass onto Georgetown Pike, it's you'll see it on the right as you go out. If you're getting across on the from the other direction off of Ironworks Pike, you turn left on Georgetown Pike, and you get there. So it's a great place to eat barbecue if you love barbecue, and I do. I've eaten over there several times now. It's award-winning barbecue as far as that goes. Taste of the Bluegrass, the 2013 Taste of the Bluegrass Award went to their brisket slider, and it was the best entree. Yeah. What do you got, Jackie? Where is that thing? Here you go. You want to talk about their specials and everything?
Well, the fun part.
Put back the roast beef.
Oh, okay. Put back the roast beef. All right. Let me tell you what. What's kind of fun that's happening is that it's so close to the horse park that all these big deal people in the world of riding go over to Red State Barbecue. And this week, they had a couple of visits from the 2008 Beijing gold medalist, Will Simpson. He had gold for team jumping and equestrian, and it's really kind of fun. Because
you know who he won the gold medal on?
Who?
Carlson Von Dock, one of our horses.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well, he was over at Red State Barbecue.
Michael Brown's back.
You can tell him back, can't you?
And interrupting as usual.
Yeah. All right. Let me give you the special. This sounds wonderful.
It's a fabulous place. It really is. I go there all the time.
Yeah. Listen to the special. It was so popular, they tried it out once. They're going to do it all weekend. Wait till you hear this. I mean, I'm drooling. Beer, cheese, brisket, sandwich.
Well, now you're talking.
Beer, cheese, and brisket. Two sides and a drink, $9.
Oh, can't
now,
beat it.
Big beer special. All you three, pay attention, these beer guys. Okay. Beer specials. $1.25 for domestics.
Wow.
$2.25 for crafts and imports, and you get a can of burger for a buck.
Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel.
You can't afford to stay home.
That's exactly what I think. Hear that, Ursel? Can't afford to stay home.
Well, I'm willing.
And it's only 10 minutes from there to visit old friends, so you can have a fabulous time.
Yeah. Hey. Well, it's a great place anyway, and to eat. So, and if you want to cater, and of course they do a lot of catering and carryouts as far as they go, let me give you a number, selection a number, of course. 233-7898. 233-7898, and that's Red State Barbecue. Not best barbecue
that's
in
fun.
Kentucky.
That's exterminator.
The National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame guide for, this is what they put out every year just before they induct the people into the Hall of Fame. So, but this is the coolest part is not that. The coolest part is we have an ad in here.
Oh.
And it's got a listing of all the horses that we have at Old Friends that won stakes races at Saratoga.
What page?
It's toward the back. Right next to the Phasic Tipton ad.
Yeah, it's good. Right across from the Phasic Tipton ad. Here,
a firm success, won the Forego, nice. Commentator won the Whitney twice, Crusader Sword won the Hopeful and the Saratoga Special, Dancer Renee won the Honorable Miss, Driven by Success won the Vic Ziegel Memorial and the Easy and Dirty, whatever that is. That could be interesting. The Alfred G. Vanderbilt,
probably by Nasty and Bold.
Yeah, really. And Gulch won the Saratoga Special, and the Hopeful, and Hidden Lake won the Gopher Wand, and Carrie's Con and Awad won the Sword Dancer, and Sean Avery won the Vanderbilt. Shadowcaster won the Forego, and Thunder Rumble won the Travers, and Jim Dandy the Saratoga Cup, and Will's Way won the Travers and the Whitney, and those are the ones that are still alive.
Ah. Then he had a wad phrase, key contender, Polish Navy. Well, that's very nice.
It's interesting to see it all up like that. I go, wow, that is kind of amazing.
Huh. Who paid for that?
Well, they gave us a really good price.
That's what I thought.
I brought over some beer, and we negotiated. No, the museum's been great to us. They really have.
Well,
it's
that's a very
wonderful
nice.
Magazine.
What's the statue here that you brought in?
Well, my friend Rick Capone, who's the sports editor of the Woodford Sun, is also helps us an awful lot. He's a fabulous helper to Old Friends. In fact, he's been commissioned by the History Press to write a history of Old Friends. So that's something to look forward to before the Derby next year. We can all sit around and say, wow, this is fabulous. I can tell you're really excited. You're going to get more excited once we get closer to the publishing date.
Are we on the air?
But we have Rick takes great pictures for us. But in any case, he's moving, and he decided that he was going to donate his Man of War statue to you because he knows you like Man of War. So that's the answer to that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah.
He's just moving to Versailles. I think it's closer to work.
I'm trying to straighten this out.
I'm commuting to Saratoga, and he's complaining about commuting from Georgetown to Versailles.
Yeah.
He wants to get closer.
All right. I'm trying.
What are you looking for there?
A blue commercial.
No.
Here we're 15 minutes into the show, and I've screwed up already.
There you go. We'll get it out of the way early.
It's good.
Yeah, okay. We're all right for the next time around?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I could mess up a one-car funeral.
You're doing a fabulous job of it. Yeah.
Shut up.
My friend Carlos, his line about funerals is my favorite one. One of his best friends died, and I said to him, Carlos, I said, are you going to go to the funeral? He says, no. I said, well, why not? He said, well, he's not coming to mine.
No.
Oh, jeez.
I know. That's the kind of guy he is. Yeah. I know. Just a truthful guy.
Seinfeld, too.
Yeah, that sounds like a Seinfeld joke. Yeah. Well, how was Saratoga?
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Really, really, you
went
really
to all those parties. I made the comment earlier that you've lowered your standard coming to the clocker stand here now.
No, hardly. It was a fabulous working vacation. We had a party for Palace Malice at Ann's Washington Inn down on Broadway, and over 100 people came. The guy that runs Mamma Mia is a great Italian restaurant, gave us all the food for free. Wow. Joe Boken, who runs the Washington Inn, got the wine. I brought the beer. Cotton Ann Campbell came. Mike Smith was there. He attended. Todd Pletcher came with his wife and his three kids. And, yeah. I mean, it was just really, really a great celebration. And then the next day, Palace Malice went out and won the Jim Dandy.
Yeah. Is he going into Travers?
Yes.
Yes. Boy, that I wonder if he's going to meet Verrazano.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you know, you go. I have a great deal of renewed respect for Todd Pletcher. I went there one morning and just sat in a chair outside his barn and watched him. And first of all, you got, you know, Dreaming of Julia, Verrazano, Palace Malice, Princess of Selma. I mean, you know, just go on and on and on. It's like a museum right down the shed row. Yeah. But the amazing thing is there was this big cement block out in front. And when he's going out for a set, he's got five horses out there. He feels all their legs. The groom jogs him, comes back, same spot, puts the bandages on. The riders get up. And off they go, and nobody says a word.
Is that right?
You can hear a pin drop. Yeah. And that he's got that thing going so well, and everything's calm. The people are calm. The horses are calm. I mean, it's just an amazing thing to see. Yeah. So I came away with a great deal of respect for the guy and his methods, because it's amazing.
I came away with a great deal of respect for Verrazano.
Yeah.
My God, what a performance that was. Did you see that, Doc?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
You know, you knew they're going down to the backside, and he was lapped on Oxbow, and yeah, that's a pretty good horse.
Yeah.
And the rider's looking back over his shoulder on Verrazano, well, is anything back there? And he had him then. You knew, said, well, hell, this race is over. You know, that was going down the backside.
Yeah.
It's going to set up a great Travers.
Well, he looks like a boy in a stride on that son of a gun.
Yeah. I'd make a comment, if I could, about Todd Pletcher. When I first met him, the first impression I had is his parents did a great job.
Oh, okay.
He just has it written
all. He's a gentleman,
huh? Yeah. And
his kids are the same way. I mean, they're really nice. They're very, very smart. And again, he doesn't say anything. I mean, he's very quiet, and you can just tell it's kind of like an unspoken respect that the whole family has for each other. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Any of his kids interested in horses? You know,
I don't know. I think the one boy goes out and spends quite a bit of time at the barn.
Okay. Well, then he is. You know, you get hooked.
Yeah.
If you're around him enough, you get hooked. Unless there's something wrong with you.
Well. You know, we're getting Funny Side up at Saratoga, up at our farm in Saratoga. Really? He's going to spend his summer vacation up there. Is it today or tomorrow, they're having a party for him at the racetrack. Mm-hmm. And then on Tuesday at Old Friends at Cabin Creek up near Saratoga, we're having a party for him. He's going to be up there for a little summer vacation. And everybody's coming, Barkley Tagg and Robin Smullins and all the Saratoga guys. And
you going
Jose out? Santos, yes.
Are you?
Leaving tomorrow.
Good Lord.
I'm commuting.
You're commuting.
I'm getting a little old for this. Not that much fun. Once you get there, it's fun. And then, and Pick and Losers. I did really good with the 10-cent supers at Saratoga. I got to pay for all the old friends had to pay for was the car and the gas. Because Joey lets me stay in the inn for free. But everything else I made gambling. It was great.
Did you pay for all that beer that you...
Yes.
Yeah, did you?
Yes. Yes, I
wondered
did.
About that.
Paid for the beer.
I can't get him
And
sick.
Not only that, we had some left over, and I got to bring it home.
Oh, there you go.
He brought me a six-pack.
I brought you
no,
a 12-pack.
A little case.
I got him a 12-pack.
I can't get him to shake loose. I can't get him to buy me one.
No, here. I'll bring when I come back this time, I'll bring you some Saratoga beer. It's fabulous.
Okay. The Saratoga water.
It's a sample.
Come out of those springs up there.
No, thank goodness. It's tough. Yeah. But everybody was really, really nice. I saw, you know, Rosie was nice, Rosie Naprovnik, and Paul, the guy who owns My Loot, he owns Goldmark Stables down in Florida. He came by, and so every a lot of things that were happening, people were really, really nice. The people at Naira were really good to us. They're having a special day there tomorrow for all the horse groups that help these horses when they get older. Mm-hmm. Old Friends, the TRF, Rerun, all those groups are all going to have a table at the track, be able to talk to people and hand out the magazines. And
that's great.
Yeah. So there's, I think there's a real sense that, you know, we're going to be able to do something more for these horses once they racing and breeding careers are over for everybody.
Well, it's
chipping
it's gaining momentum. There's no mm-hmm. doubt about that. That's really good, man. I got to take a break. Make up for that faux pas.
This is the French broadcast. That was for our friends in Canada.
First Defense and Mizmas stand at Judmont Farm, as you surely know, and both are the Sire Classic winners this year. First Defense is the Sire Close Hatches, winner of the Grade 1 Classic Mother Goose Stakes at Belmont Park. Mizmas is the Sire Flotilla, winner of the Classic Group 1 French 1,000 Guineas. Close Hatches is one of four stakes horses from the first crop by First Defense. Also in that crop is a group stakes winner in Great Britain, plus two that have placed in stakes in this country. First Defense is a Grade 1 stakes winner by the late Unbridled Song, out of Grade 1 stakes winner Honest Lady by Seattle Salute. Honest Lady is a half-sister to the outstanding Sire's Empire Maker and Chester House, out of the Grade 1 stakes winner and Broodmare of the Year, Toussaint. Flotilla is one of five Grade 1 stakes winners by Mizmas. She won the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf last fall, the day before Ms. Direction, another daughter of Mizmas, whipped colts to win the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. Ms. Direction has won a couple of greatest stakes this year. She's earned over $1 million. To compete at the highest level, watch for yearlings by First Defense and Mizmas at the major sales. And for more information, get in touch with Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen. And that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, Spitestown is the number one ranked sire in North America. He achieved that lofty status by siring the winners of four stakes, two graded, over a five-day period. On Saturday, July the 27th, his three-year-old daughter, Lighthouse Bay, won the Grade 1 $300,000 Prior Stakes at Saratoga. 2 days later, on July 29, the Grade 2 $200,000 Honorable Miss Stakes at Saratoga was won by Dance to Bristol, a four-year-old filly by Spitestown. Central Banker, a three-year-old colt by Spitestown, had started the ball rolling on July 25 by winning the $100,000 Quick Call Stakes at Saratoga. And on July the 27th, Gold a Ticket. Golden Ticket, a four-year-old colt by Spitestown, shipped in from Churchill Downs to win the $100,000 Prairie Meadows Handicap. Spitestown in 2013, the Sire, 12 stakes winners, six of them graded stakes winners, two grade one, and the earners of nearly $7 million. In other weekend stakes, Verrazano, a three-year-old colt by More Than Ready, staked his claim as the best three-year-old colt in America with a dominant 9 3/4 length win in the grade one $1 million William Hill Haskell Invitational. Hop the Six, a two-year-old filly by Artie Schiller, won the White Clay Stakes at Delaware. And Holiday Babe, a two-year-old filly by Harlan's Holiday, won the Princess Margaret Stakes in Canada. Spitestown, More Than Ready, Artie Schiller, Harlan's Holiday, all stand at Windstar Farm. To breed to the best, call Darren Fox, Leanna Packard, or Chance Tim. 859-872-1717 and see the website at windstarfarm.com. Tell you what, Doc, is hard keeping up with all those winners from Windstar Stallions last weekend.
Yeah.
I thought you
Spitestown owns Saratoga.
I tell you what, he owns the number one spot on the sire list right now, too, you know. Who would have thought a champion sprinter would be a leading sire, huh?
It's fabulous.
Yeah, huh? It's great.
Yeah, it's great. It's really, really, really something. You know, we got a new horse while I was up there.
I knew it. We knew it. Oh, jeez.
So, Doctor just squealed. He said he's held up two fingers.
Yeah, well, the other one's not here yet, so I'm not worried about him yet. But Barron's is up in New York, so.
Oh, is he now? Mm-hmm. Oh, God, how much money? He went about $3 million.
Four and a half million.
Is that the richest?
Yes.
Richest old friend?
Yes. And he didn't, you know, he made a lot of money finishing second. I mean, he finished second a lot. He, you know, poor James Bond, the trainer, he had two horses. He won the Travers with Will's Way.
I ain't going to say poor somebody saddle winners of $4.5 million. Go ahead.
Right. But then the next year he lost the Travers by a nose, and the next year he lost the Travers by a nose. He almost had three wins in a row in the Travers, and lost. But anyway, Barron's made a lot of money finishing second. He really didn't peak until he was five, and he finished second in the Dubai World Cup. That kind of helped his lifetime earnings.
Oh, imagine it did. Yeah,
that gave him a boost.
Yeah, Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm not really need to talk. We've got Michael back.
Well,
the audience is going, please, please.
If somebody's going to make some sense,
say something.
Somebody that knows something might be.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's your subject today, Doc?
Well, I just had a list of drugs, and I was going to get Michael to jump in on that.
Oh, I thought you were going to give him the drugs.
Yeah, well, we need to take them off.
Okay. I'm not going to touch
brutal.
That.
It's brutal. Yeah, next week when I'm not here, you're going to say, hey, we miss them. We miss the blabbermouth.
I doubt it. No. Go ahead.
But the following week I am, and then I'm not going anywhere for a long time. You'll have to kick me out.
Well, all right.
I was thinking a lot of these drugs are common things that we use, and I think we take them for granted. We don't know really what they do. We know what they do, but I mean, it's a hodgepodge. Mm-hmm. So if you took the pure medication guidelines, so let's look at Gastrogard, omeprazole.
Okay.
It's been around for...
That's for your ulcers, right?
For your ulcers.
Yeah.
And it works great.
Okay.
It's great. And it's been around for 30-something years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in Europe, and they used it in humans. And anyway, it blocks the acid production, the proton thing. It blocks that acid being splashing around in the mm-hmm. stomach area. And so Muriel took that drug, licensed it with the FDA in America, and took forever to get that done. I mean, they had it in Canada. Everybody would transfer it in.
Yeah.
And they finally got it in here. And the thing about it is it's not that unique. Everybody grabbed using it. But it was so expensive because Muriel put it through the FDA. And so they took the put Gastrogard on, you know, out there, and so everybody imitated it because it was so expensive. They needed to get something else they could use. Well, the key to that drug was the carrier. The drug was available. You could buy omeprazole generically, but it wasn't absorbed by the horse's stomach. So they formulated it with this carrier agent. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes omeprazole unique.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and Muriel just lived off that thing. Now, that thing would be about $35 a dose per day to the veterinarian. And so you'd say, well, how's a $5,000 claimer going to get any benefit out of that? And he doesn't. He can't afford to give it to him.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, because that'd be $1,000 plus a month. And so, but that's the way it was, and still that way mm-hmm. to some extent. People use substitutes constantly. So what the point of it is the FDA is unique. They set the rules. So the pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, everybody else imitated. Mm-hmm. And it's still that way. But we don't know if it really works. You know, if it's outside the arena for Muriel. So, and it's a tough problem. They've got, you can't afford to give it, but it's out there. And again, if you take the FDA and say you have your own drug that's going to be like Gastrogard, and you're going to compete, and you're going to go through the science, you know, you're probably talking about minimum of the early testing of $10 million to try and get it on the market. So how are you going to enter that arena?
Yeah.
And so...
kind of a typical government agency.
It is. It is. And they can... You can put up your $10 million... and they find something in the pH of the drug that is a little bit off balance.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to spend another $10 million to get the pH right. Yeah. And it's a cycle that's very, very difficult to break.
Yeah.
So Muriel has that cycle locked up. And so... if you go out, put your horse on Gastrogard, you still pay the $35. The veterinarian pays $35.
Yeah.
You know, get right.
Somebody's got to do a little bootlegging.
Yeah, exactly. If you could get it to work. But, you know, it's tough. But I had a list of different drugs that are like that, that they get extrapolated for its use, different things. Trental, pentoxifilin, mm-hmm. is an old drug. It's not very expensive, safe, and it used for people starting about 40 years ago, 40, 50 years ago, to improve circulation. And elderly people would get benefits for ambulation. They can move around better.
Uh-huh.
And so that's how it got into the horses, because people said, well, you know, would that work for laminitis? And it does work for laminitis, but not that good. If you have
a mild case or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, but it was cheap.
Yeah.
And not toxic and good drug. So we've used it. We used it on Uncle Mo for his liver.
Uh-huh.
Because it improves circulation. And so you get oxygenation in the capillaries, and not just in the liver, but everything. And so for your ailing joints, and it has some beneficial effects.
Yeah.
So it's been around, but we've got, you know, I probably have 40 different things that we can talk about, but they all have something about it. And the good, bad, and ugly is always there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Michael is going to cover the other 38 drugs.
Not on this show, he is. Doc, how's it feel to be back practicing?
Good, and I'm not. I'm still slow. I got to get things out.
Yeah.
And I had a good friend come visit with me, and he's up at Saratoga, veterinarian. And so he just wanted to shout to the as a specialist, he says, you're the guy that we, the other veterinarians need to, that they go to.
Yeah.
And so he
been that way for a long time.
He wants to get the word out.
Good friend of mine and yours was asking about you. Just a Dermot Ryan wanted to know how you were doing.
Yeah, yeah. And I talked to Dermot the other day.
Good, good. Yeah. But, of course, he's over at Coomore, Ashford Stud.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I tell people, my grandson was born a couple of months before I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of gave me an incentive to live because I was through. But then all those people, you included, Dermot, Coolmore, all
Gainsworth.
Yeah. You'd say, you know what? Maybe I have some functionality that's still useful.
Yeah. We all wanted to borrow money.
Well, they went the wrong place. But no, I feel very blessed by a lot of people like Dermot, John Magner, a lot of the veterinarians.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, it's good to see you back practicing. Now, we put in our little item. We got your picture up on the website. And we took the liberty of putting your phone number up there. If people wanted to check the website, it's UrsulaEllisHorseTales.com. And only bad thing about it is that your picture's blocking the picture of a couple of blondes there, you know. We're going to have to straighten that out. Jackie couldn't figure out how to straighten it out, you know.
Well, I am happy to be back. And I tell you, you miss the horses.
Yeah.
They're the driving force. Yeah. I just want to go to a barn.
Well, Michael can give you all kind of horses.
Yeah, that's what he's afraid of. Don't make him get another heart attack.
But then Michael comes along with them.
Oh, well.
You know, so
that's part of the problem. We got some good news and some bad news.
Well, hang on just a second. I've got to do a commercial here. That's the bad news for you. But anyway, Jazzle is the sire of 6 2013 stakes horses. Commandiante has won stakes in South America. Machiavellianism has won stakes in Europe. Both had won Group 1 stakes earlier in their careers. Dezizzle ran second in the Grade 3 Aristides at Churchill Downs. Najjar placed in the Grade 3 Louisville Handicap at Churchill Downs. Seafree ran second in the Group 3 Prix La Force in France. Sweet Little Man is placed in the Victoria Park Stakes at Woodbine. Now, Jazzle, winner of the Classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes and second in the Grade 1 Wood Memorial for earnings of nearly $900,000, is by seeking the goal out of Broodmare of the Year, Better Than Honor, Dam also of Champion, Rags to Riches, Jazzle, winner of the Belmont Stakes. The second dam won the Kentucky Oaks. The third dam is yet another Broodmare of the Year. Jazzle stands at Shadwell Farm, home also of the Grade 1 Stakes winner, Albertus Maximus, Grade 1 Stakes winner and Graded Stakes sire, De Hare, Graded Stakes winner and Graded Stakes sire, Intadam, Hall of Famer Invisor, he is sire of a Graded Stakes winner in his first crop. Mooston Farm, multiple Graded Stakes winner, he's by Unbridled. Inquiries to stand manager Kent Barnes. Number over there, 859-224-4585, and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com. Ralph Quillen's got a brand new brochure out.
It was in the Blood Horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that special edition they put out. What is it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, The Source.
The Source. Yeah, right. Well, that's the source for tack.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have it in, he can get it.
Well, that's exactly right. Great tack shop over in Paris, Kentucky. Tell you where it is. If you're coming in from the Lexington area, go to the third stoplight and look on your left, and there's Quillen Tack. And the website over there is Quillen.com, Quillin.com. If you're local, you go in and tell them, you know, ask Sandy or Debbie or Ralph if he happens to be there, if you can drag him away from his new beer store down there.
Does he have it? Is it open?
No, it's not open, but he's...
None of his licenses.
Yeah, you know, but he'll get it done. Or he might go to bootlegging also. Who knows, you know. But anyway, Ralph, it's a great tack shop.
I have never seen anybody do such thorough research in home brew, that kind of stuff. I mean, he's at a different bar every night. That's research.
He's got to do that. That's a great idea.
Well, he knows what he's doing. And I tell you what, they know what they're doing in that tack shop, too. It's a great tack shop. They ship out about 17,000 halters a year, so God only knows how many they sell around here. And it's got a great tack shop. Pet collars, actually, we got a new dog that we had to get a pet collar for. And, of course, we wouldn't go anywhere else. And we've got some birthdays coming up for my grandson. We're going to get him something over there. He's on a golf course. He's not listening to this. So, anyway, that's Quillen Leather and Tack. And number over there is 987-0215. Well, the Daily Racing Form Sunday edition has come out. I see that Michael's been browsing through it over there.
Yes, sir. Checking out all the highlights.
John Sparkman has got a nice article in there on the history of Saratoga and some of the top horses and so forth. That got a picture of Man of War taken at the Travers. Going to the post at the Travers Stakes, and that was the rider on him that day in the Travers was Andy Schuttinger, who became a pretty good trainer after that. And that's the only time Andy ever rode him, was in the Travers, is one of his, was that particular race. And I've got a picture of it at home, that's how I know that. You know. I wasn't there, I didn't see that one. Benny Kane Oakford is writing about Unbridled Song, of course, who just passed away over TaylorMade Stud. Also, she's writing about Saratoga Sales. It's coming up tomorrow. No, day after tomorrow, not on Sunday, of course. Patrick Reed is already writing about the new members of the Hall of Fame. And, of course, they've got the graded stakes results with pedigrees of the winners. And you can go to drf.com/breeding if you pick up something on there. But the best thing to do is pick up your Sunday edition of the Daily Racing Form, which is on the newsstands today. They always have something in there that's very good. Daily Racing Form.
Yeah, the stories that they did on the Hall of Fame inductees are really, really good. You know, Paul Mellon's getting in, August Belmont.
I haven't had a chance to
Calvin
read it
Burrell.
Yet. See, I don't get my Sundays until this morning. And I come in here to help clocking, and I haven't had a chance to sit down and read it. Of course, that's who my dad worked for, August
Belmont. Fabulous. That's a new category that they have called Legends of the Turf. And it's a new category for the Hall of Fame. And the first two inductees are Paul Mellon and August Belmont second.
Yeah. Well, he should be in there. All righty. Well, where are we?
I don't know. I'm all excited about going to Red State Barbecue now and getting some beer and some barbecue. That's one thing Saratoga does not have. They used to have a good barbecue place. Went there last time. It was terrible.
You keep talking, I'm going to sneeze.
Okay. All right, hold on. There it goes. Oh, there we are.
There's Jim Rankin out there. He's going to come on to top of the hour.
Oh, good.
Jim just won a $75,000 stake. He didn't know they gave that kind of money up at River Downs Beulah Meeting, did he?
Great job. I love Beulah Park.
Yeah. Do you really?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
They're good to us. They have a day for old friends up there. They're really nice to us.
Well, they're closing down.
Yeah, they're going to move.
Maybe
it,
move we're it part to, of the reason. I don't know.
Going to move it somewhere else. You know,
Youngstown.
I guess.
Someplace.
I tell you, they went broke after they had to pay Jim all that money.
Jim deserves it.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's a neighbor of mine, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's over in the high rent district. Yeah. Over on. On Hume Bedford Road. Boarded a couple of mares. I'm going to talk about that. Boarded a couple of mares with his dad a few years back. When we moved off of Homewood Farm, which was about 300 acres. and bought a little place, our little retirement farm, which we somehow or another never got around to retiring. It was just 22 acres. We had too damn many horses, so we had some overflow, and we sent them over to Jim's dad. Three mares, I remember. All empty, thank God. And
nothing makes you happier.
Yeah. All righty. Well, let me see. Let me do something for Spendthrift Farm, and then and where are we from there?
Get Jim in here.
Yeah, yeah. Get Jim in here. Rescue us. He's coming in from the bullpen to try and save this game.
Right. Well, I need all the help I can get.
Ursel, thanks a lot. It's great to be home.
Yeah, and you won't be here next week?
No.
Going back up.
I will.
Doc will be here.
Doc will be here.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue on with this list of lies.
Okay. Well, you fit right. Doc, you're getting so you've been coming over here too much now. You're starting to fit right in with your lies. Oh, well, when you get to be my age, nobody knows. I talk about old times. They know where, they don't know whether I'm right or wrong. They'd have to go back to the record. That's what I do. All right.
Ursel, okay. Thank you so much.
Okay,
great
guys,
to see
thank you. Well, Malibu Moon currently ranks third on the 2013 Sire list by North American Earnings, and he's closing in on number one. That's reason enough to take a close look at the nine Malibu Moon yearlings at the Saratoga sales. Of course, that starts Monday. Reason enough to take a good look at the pedigree of Temple City, a young stakes, young sire prospect with a great pedigree, a great sire pedigree. Temple City is one of some 135 stakes winners by Dynaformer, and he's out of Curriculum, a half-sister to Malibu Moon. And Curriculum is a daughter of Danzig, the sire of over 200 stakes winners, out of Macumba, a classic winner by Mr. Prospector. Malibu Moon, Dynaformer, Danzig, Mr. Prospector. Doesn't get any better than that. Now, that's a sire pedigree. Temple City won graded stakes in new track record time, and his first yearling offered at the auction, and the only one in the July sale is Facy Tipton. Bought $105,000. That's more than 20 times the stud fee. It appears that those who took advantage of the breeding incentive programs for Temple City are going to do quite well. And Spendthrift's popular share of the upside program is now being offered to the beautifully bred stakes winner, Awesome Patriot, a handsome full brother to Preakness winner, Oxbow. Awesome again out of a full sister to the great Tiz now.
Thank you.
Not too early to make plans for 2014. To get in on the ground floor with Awesome Patriot, call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Mark Tuthacker at 294-0030 and check the website at SpendthriftFarms.com.
Here.
What we got? Barbecue?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
well, thank you, David.
You're welcome.
You saved us a trip over there.
I know.
Only thing, I didn't bring the beer. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry about that.
Well.
Tell them about your special.
We've got another one that's working today. We started out this weekend with our beer cheese brisket sandwich, which it went gangbusters. So we're doing that all weekend long with two sides, and that's $9. And then also, and then also we do have beer specials all weekend long. That's $1.25 on domestics and $2.25 on imports and crafts. But then also what we're doing today is we have a smoked turkey. So we're doing smoked turkey sandwiches also.
Oh, good.
So, and then, of course, all the regular stuff, the regular brisket and pulled chicken, pulled pork, ribs. So,
Well, that's great. That's David Carroll now, Red State Barbecue. We were talking about it earlier on the show, and it's good.
It's worse than good.
Oh, my God.
Man, we got sides. Whoa.
Oh, wow. All
right. Well, you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
We thank you, David.
We
really appreciate it. Matt Howard's arrived.
We're going to have a feast.
Matt and who is that under that the hat? Who is that? What's your name?
Dutcher.
It's Dutcher. How you doing? Come on over and sit down, Jim. This is, as you can tell, we don't stand on formalities around here.
Looks like you have a lot of fun in here.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, have you ever eaten over at Red State?
No, I haven't.
You're going to have to try it.
I'm going to have to try it now. I can see that.
It's he's won a bunch of awards, prize awards,
Yeah, it's all right.
We don't have to go over there now. He's brought it over.
I know.
You get treated well over here.
I didn't know they delivered.
Well, the price is right, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Good to see it.
Oh, that's all right.
had ribs and pork and chicken.
Ribs, pork, and chicken.
And brisket and
Oh my God! We can
make sure you bring some home to Betsy. Jeez.
We can founder on that.
Whoa! Look at that. Well, that box is mine. You know. And sides. Good night, nurse.
Boy, he came well equipped, didn't he?
Shoo. Wow.
Yeah. New sponsor, by the way. That's
okay.
I tell you what,
we need more sponsors.
We always check out. Anytime we advertise a restaurant or anything, we check it out and make sure it's good. Because I don't want to send somebody over to somewhere whether it's not.
Well,
and
that's right.
This is really, really good stuff now.
Yeah, boy.
Jackie, you know I can't eat while I'm on the air.
Well, we'll save you some.
But thanks a lot.
Complain.
Just a complaining and complaining. Yeah. I'm going to do my break early so I can get Jim on and find out where in the hell I am. I know we got to go to Spendthrift. Okay, Spendthrift Farm. I think I just did that. I did. Now I've got to talk about Reborn. Reborn is a whole bovine colostrum, but it helps build up the immune system. It really start with foals using it, and it really works out. But yeah, they use it all the way up to racehorses. As a matter of fact, Wise Dan runs on Reborn. And also runs on another product. It was the Dr. Alday, Steve Alday, came up with, which is Lubricin. Jackie runs on that, as a matter of that. They make it for humans, too. And she's all greased up over there. So she's.
Oh, listen, that stuff's good.
Yeah.
I had mine this morning. That's how I can chew this barbecue so well.
But it's great stuff. Lubricin and Reborn. Let me tell you how you really learn about them. You go to the websites. It's Lubricin, LubriSyn.com. And Reborn is RebornE.com. And you can pick them up at KBC here in Lexington, over at Horse Sense over on Versailles, on the bypass over in Versailles. Once again, they were both developed by Dr. Steve Alday and endorsed by trainers and owners and vets from all over the country. I tell you who uses it, Todd Pletcher, and he's kind of on a roll. And Tony Dutrow and Jerry Hollendorfer uses them, Mike Maker. And it's great products. Both of them are great. And one of them strengthens the immune system, and the other one sustains the integrity of the joint fluids, and you just can't go wrong with it. So I recommend both of them very highly. That is the Reborn and Lubricin. All right, let me see where I am now. I'm going to Pin Oaks. Boy, I'm way behind, aren't I? We get to talking around here, and I get behind on my work. There's a broken valve colt selling at Saratoga Monday. He's hip number 32. He's consigned by Hidden Brook Farm Agent. He's out of a stakes winning mare. Now, Broken Valor aside more than 100 black type horses. He's got 10 this year. 2012, he had 29. 19 of them were stakes winners, and only two sires based in North America did better. So when you see a yearling by Broken Valor walking to the sales ring, the odds are pretty good that you're looking at a runner. Broken Valor is the leading son of Sires Unbridled at stud in North America, and he stands at Pin Oak Stud. Also standing at Pin Oak Stud are the young Cowboy Cal and the veteran Sky Classic. Cowboy Cal is the son of Giants Causeway. He was represented by yet another stakes winner, this one at Saratoga just last weekend. Cowboy Cal won major stakes at 2, 3, and 4 every year he raced, earned over $1 million, won 6 stakes, 5 graded, placed in 7 more, 6 graded, 4 grade 1. Cowboy Cal is by a champion sire of a daughter seeking gold. Sky Classic, well, he's been remarkable. He was a champion at 2, went on earning an Eclipse Award, earned over $3,320,000. He sired 59 stakes winners, 100 stakes horses. So for more information about the Pin Oak Stallions, contact Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens and see the website at pinoakstud.com. Mary Jane, if you want to go ahead and play the station ID down there, go right ahead. I'll catch up on these commercials later.
WLXG Lexington, ESPN Sports Radio 1300, Central Kentucky's only Toyota Express Maintenance Center.
Toyota Nicholasville, what price they'll cost.
Got that done, by golly. You got your mic phone over here for Jim?
Yep.
All right, I'm talking to Jim Rankin now. Jim is a neighbor of mine. Well, pretty close down in Bourbon County.
Not too far away.
Not too far away. I know that you haven't been training all that long, but you've been fooling around with horses quite a while.
Oh, I grew up with horses, yeah. My dad always had horses since I was just as long as I can remember. He always had a few mares, and either in partners with the landlord where we were tenants on the farm, or then on up with his own horses.
Yeah. Where was that now?
The first farm where I grew up was over on I lived on the Clintonville Road.
Okay.
The farm went all the way through.
In Bourbon County.
In Bourbon County.
Yeah.
But it went all the way through to Bethlehem Road. It's actually where Castle Boulevard is. All that area and where Bourbon Central is.
Oh, okay.
It's a farm that we grew up on where I first remember anything.
Okay.
And Daddy had mares with Miss R.A. Mitchell was her name.
Miss R.A. Mitchell.
She lived up there in that big white house beside.
Did she have a son?
No, she had two daughters.
Two, okay. Well, that's
two daughters.
That's not the Mitchell that I was thinking about then.
And she had mares, and then Daddy had some mares with her. Just always had horses.
Yeah. Did he race them?
He didn't race until later, until I was probably in, I guess I was in high school when he first started racing. He raced a mare by the name of Goldilocks.
Okay.
He was in partners on her.
Uh-huh. Was that his first one to race?
That was his first one, if I remember right. Yeah. It's been a while, but she wound up winning, I think, the Whirl Away Stakes at Turfway.
Okay.
It was Latonia then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that was a big deal.
Yeah.
I was in high school, and he won a stakes race. We were on top of the world.
Oh, I imagine. That, yeah. You know, Latonia's been around a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I think they stopped running there originally back in the 30s. It was. Yeah, I think 31, 32, right in there. No, because Matt O'Hara won Breeders' Futurity down there in 1933.
Okay.
So I can, not that I can remember that now, Tim.
You read about that, huh?
I got a picture.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that's, okay, well, so he's been around a long time in the horseman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I.
Who was training for him, man?
A guy by the name of Clarence Picoux.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty good trainer, as I remember.
Well, the whole family was in the horse business, the Picoux's.
Mm-hmm.
Susie,
yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Susie.
Yeah, well, Susie used to ride races.
Yes, she did.
With John, her husband.
I see her around every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, I see her all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice lady.
Yeah.
Works. She does a lot of blood stocking and stuff
in
there. Yeah, with the different farms. A little bitty thing.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Well, that's in fact, I've had her on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's that's Susie Picoux.
Yeah.
And that family, I think it's an old Louisiana.
I was going to say, I think I remember they were from Louisiana.
Yeah.
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 He died a few years ago, and that's when I really realized how good a trainer he was with the write up and everything about his death.
Yeah, well, the whole family was in the horse business.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't train at that time, man.
Oh, no.
Your dad didn't trust you?
Yeah. He trusted me for a lot, but we never talked about training. He still shakes his head that I train horses.
Yeah. Is your dad still alive?
Yes.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still around. Yeah, I started training him about 4 years ago, something like that.
Yeah. Well, you've done very well.
Well, we're still paying the bills.
Yeah. I'll talk to you about that filly in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk to her. Might as well talk about it now. She's an Ohio bred.
She is.
Where'd you get her?
Well, there's a lady in Ohio that I board. I've always boarded mares. Or not always, but for, I guess, about 10 or 12 years, I've boarded mares for her. She'd send them down to breed and then send them back up there. So we've been together like that. And then wound up with this one. And she sent it down, and I broke it. And I wound up buying half interest in this filly as a 2-year-old.
Yeah, she's about don't get mad. Yeah, it was over at Spendthrift.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that in Louisiana?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the acquaintances, just through the boarding business.
Okay.
We still board several mares and what have you. And,
yeah. Now your place is right next door to your dad's is now on Hume Bedford.
No, my dad lives in town.
Okay.
He used to live out on Hume Bedford.
You all still own that land?
I own the farm where we live. And but we don't own any.
Nicknar Farm.
Nicknar.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But the
one across the road, no, we sold that.
Okay. I thought it was just alongside you there.
No, sir.
Yeah.
No.
Now, if you're headed on Hume Bedford now and you're headed over toward Paris, it's on the left?
Where we used to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my farm's on the right.
And yours is on the right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you sold the place, the whole place on the left?
Yes,
where I boarded?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Because we moved over from Homewood Farm. We were with Jimmy Dryman out there.
Right.
And it was about 300 acres, and we bought a little place over on Clay Kaiser just to retire.
Yeah. Well, I remember when you sent your mares over, because I think that you just bought that place.
Yeah, we had too damn many horses. Yeah.
You were looking for a place to put some mares. Now, actually, the farm that you sent those mares to at that time, my dad rented that farm.
Oh, okay.
And
Big White House.
Big White House, yes.
Yeah.
And we were there for 16 years, I think.
Oh.
He rented that, and then he wound up buying that farm.
Oh, okay.
And then he sold it a little while later.
Yeah. I think we sent three mares over there.
I can't remember. That
three or four.
That was probably the early 80s, wasn't it?
No, it had to be.
I can't remember.
It had to be the late 80s.
Okay.
Yeah, because we moved over there. We bought that little property in 87. And we moved on it in 88, you know,
yeah.
Built a house.
I remember you sending the mares over because I was kind of thrilled that there was Ursel Ellis. I hear him on the radio, and now he's boarding horses with us. We were pretty proud of that.
Well, you should have waited to see if I paid the bill.
I've got stories about that too, not about you, but
are you sure?
Yeah, I've got one. If you want to hear it, that I had a guy call one time wanting to send a mare to me. He was asking about what I did and everything, and he was bragging on his mare, and I was telling him how I took care of him, and he said, "Well, let me ask you one question." And I said, "Well, what is that?" He said, "If I send you my mare, I want to know if my mare is going to be the best mare that you have on your farm." And I said, "Well, I wouldn't know that."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Well, what do you mean? Why wouldn't you know that?" I said, "Well, because I never look up a mare until the owner gets 2 months behind on their board."
Oh.
He didn't appreciate that at all.
Did he send you the mare?
No, he didn't send me the mare either. But I told him, I said, "I treat all the mares the same. I never look to see who's better or who's a lesser mare."
Well, how many acres you got there now?
We have 115 acres.
Okay. Yeah. And you're bored?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, breeding your own?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How many mares you own now?
We've got six, I think, six or seven.
Yeah. Well, they're like guinea pigs.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Who do you breed to?
Oh, I've bred to Noble's Causeway this year. I've got one mare in foal to him. I actually only bred one mare this year. I've got so many that, and I'm having to race them all.
That's a wise move.
I figured out if you don't breed them, you don't have new ones. So.
Right. Yeah. It
took me a while to figure that one out. But
yeah. Yeah. So you just bred the one time?
I just bred the one mare this year.
The foal this year?
Yes.
Yeah. How many did you breed back this year?
No, I mean, that's I only bred one back this year.
Okay.
Yeah. And nope. I've got one that foaled this year. She's by Noble Causeway also.
Okay.
And I like that foal, so I bred her back to the same
over foal McLean?
Yes.
Yeah. Good people to do business
really
with.
Good people.
Yeah.
Really
are. That's a nice family.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I've known them for long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just real nice people.
Yeah. Oh, I know that you bred, you had a storm boot filly that could run a few years ago.
Miss Nicknar.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was up there in the barn when you were up on the hill.
Barn 25 at that time, about 28, it stood barn up there. Yeah.
I remember when that barn was a breeding shed for log cabin stud.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember that or not.
Combs leased it for a while.
They leased it for a while, and I was just a little boy, and I can remember bringing mares in there for Daddy. And my mom would hook the trailer. I'd hook the trailer up, and my mom would drive us to the breeding shed, and my dad worked a public job
in the
afternoons.
Well, you know that it's an old H.P. Whitney farm.
Okay.
They had some studs over there that belonged to them. That barn burned down in the late 30s,
okay,
but they built it back up. They replaced it.
I remember coming in there and breeding mares in that barn. Not too many people remember that. I tell them that around here, and they don't have any idea that was a breeding shed.
Well, I tell you who was in there for a little while. It was some of Ellsworth's horses.
Okay.
Rex Ellsworth. Going, Doc Pesson had this place, and he and Ellsworth were in business. They had three or four studs. Candy Spots was over there.
Okay.
And was it Prove It? Prove It, yeah. And who else did he have over there? That horse that won the Arc de Triomphe, but he wasn't much, never made much of a stud horse.
Yeah,
Olden Times was there for a while.
I remember that horse being there. Yeah. I was just real young, but I remember taking mares in there.
Yeah.
And breeding.
Yeah, well, this is quite a historic place. The big house right here to our left over here, Colonel Phil Chin used to live in there. Ted Bassett.
Yeah.
Who's in there, used to live there for a while.
Yeah, there's a lot of history here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is old Whitney land here, you know.
Right.
Like the building up here where the tack shop is.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of those old Normandy barns, you know, that circuit.
Right.
With a U-shaped barn, mm-hmm. you know, courtyard in the middle.
Yeah.
And there's some of them down on Normandy Farm.
Right? I've seen those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice barn.
Oh, real nice barns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't sell anything in at market? Or?
No, not too much. The caliber of horses that I have, I can't do much. I found out that I can get them ready to race almost as cheap as mm-hmm. taking them to the sales, and I wouldn't have much luck at the sales.
Yeah.
So that's one reason I started training myself.
Yeah.
And just trying to race.
You enjoy training?
I do. Yeah. I do, yeah. There's a lot of enjoyment in it. They say the highs are really highs and the lows are really low, but it's still enjoyable.
Yeah, it is. You've been out here how many years now? 4 years.
Well, I've been training, but I started training on the farm. I just went out in the field and hired up a track out there for first year and tried that, and that worked all right, but then I wound up having to move up here, and it's been a lot better up
well
here.
Of course you got start and gate and all sure. things here, you know, to yeah. work with, you know. It's a good place to train a horse.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's real enjoyable. Some days it's more enjoyable than others.
It's a little old, you're married to it.
Yeah,
yeah, you can't, you know, you just can't yeah. you can't go anywhere.
Well, I win a race and somebody said, well, you're good for another month, and I said, yeah, as long as they send that check, I'll be good for another month. I'm hooked again.
So. I know. We used to sell, Jack and I did the same thing kind of that you all did, but we always had to sell them in training, you know, anything that would show any.
Right.
Show anything you could use. If they got out here and worked pretty good, you know, you can sell them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I found that out. Yeah.
Yeah. And we had two mares all I had was four mares, and they still back up on you.
Oh, yeah.
But, we had buyers for everything out of two mares, and as soon as they hit the ground, they were sold.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, because they were running.
Yeah.
So we had to, obviously, we had to train the ones.
That's right.
They couldn't run.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're training one that can run.
Well, that's right. She's doing okay right now.
How many you got in training over here now?
I've got six over there.
Oh, my God, that'll keep
you. Yeah, and then we're riding, I got 6 2-year-olds at the farm we're riding.
Uh-huh.
Everybody keeps wondering when I'm going to bring them up here, but tell them it'll be a while.
Yeah,
it's hard to bring them all at one time.
Oh yeah, that. But Jim, 6 in training and 6 there. Boy, that's a lot. That's a big overhead there now.
It is.
You doing any farming still?
Yeah, we still farm a little bit. Raise a few soybeans, and of course I raise all my hay. And
do you?
And my bedding, I use grass for bedding, so we have to put all that up. And then we've got some cows,
mm-hmm.
and I say we, my wife and I, and then my youngest son and I, we have cattle together.
Okay.
And my oldest son, he farms on his own, does a lot of custom work.
Oh. Okay.
And so everybody stays busy.
Well, you were kind of raising your help. I mean,
well, they've gone off on their own pretty much.
Weaned them, huh?
Well, I found out that it's better to let them go on their own, and if you need to be there and help them out, you can.
Yeah.
But it lets them do their own thing. They've done well.
Let me catch up on a commercial or two here. They ran 2 stakes at Saratoga last Sunday, and stallions based at Coomore's Ashford Stud sired the winners of both. The Grade 2 $200,000 Amsterdam Stakes was won by 40 Tails, a 3-year-old colt by Taylor the Cat, and the $100,000 Sir Cat Stakes went to Winning Cause, a 3-year-old colt by Giants Causeway. 40 Tails has won 5 of his 7 starts, including his last 3 in a row. The Grade 3 Derby trial at Churchill, the Grade 2 Woody Stevens at Belmont, and now Saratoga's Grade 2 Amsterdam. He's earned nearly $580,000. He was bred by Randall Family Trust and is trained by Todd Pletcher. Taylor the Cat's the sire of 10 2013 stakes winners. Winning Cause was bred by Galleria Bloodstock. He's also trained by Todd Pletcher. He won the Grade 3 Lexington Stakes at Keeneland in April and has earned more than $324,000. He's one of 12 2013 stakes winners by Giants Causeway, 3 times champion sire. He's 4th on the sire list this year. Taylor the Cat, with the earnings of nearly $4 million this year, ranks 16th and climbing. Champion sires Taylor the Cat and Giants Causeway stand at Coolmore's Ashford Stud. For more information, call the farm at 859 873-7088 and see the website at coolmore.com. Well, Silver Max, winner July 28th of the grade $350,000 Ocean Ford Stakes at Monmouth, is a four-year-old Copa badge of silver. Silver Max led from wire to wire, missing the course record for a mile and a 16th by just 4/5 of a second, to win going away by nearly 6 lengths. Bred by Steve Snowden, Seth Lauffer, and Will Lauffer, and trained by Dale Roman, Silver Max has won 7 stakes at 6 different tracks and over $1 million. Among those 6 tracks, 6 stakes wins, I should say, the Grade 2 American Turf Stakes at Churchill, the Grade 2 Virginia Derby at Colonial Downs, the Grade 3 Transylvania at Keeneland, and now the Grade 3 Oceanport. Badger Silver is also the sire of such runners as Grade 1 stakes winner Fly Lexus Fly, Silver Medallion, winner of Graded Stakes at Gulfstream, Calder, Golden Gate, Graded Stakes winner in Grade 1 place King Kanji, and of some 10% black type horses from Starter. You find more runners by Badger Silver, who's a multiple Graded Stakes winner and a millionaire himself, at the upcoming yearling sales. He stands at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website, airdriestud.com, and remember the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. Talking to Jim Rankin, the old Bourbon County boy. A lot of people in Bourbon County up here now.
There are.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
A lot of people up here now by Bourbon. Jim, with 6 in training now, what are all they by?
Oh, let's see. I got that filly that just won last Sunday. And,
the big horse.
Yeah, she's by Don't Get Mad. I've got one that's 2 that are Michigan bred by Lucy Vower. One of them is. And the other Michigan bred is by Wild Zone, Mike Cavey's horse.
Oh, okay.
And
Dr. Cavey?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And
you do business with Dr. Cavey?
Oh, yeah. He's my neighbor. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
He's a good guy. He helps me out a lot. Yeah. Whenever I have a question, I can always call him.
Yeah.
You got to have friends in this business.
Oh, yeah. Does he charge you?
Well, I think he's keeping a running tab.
Is he? Okay. He's going to hit you with it one of these days. Okay.
And then I've got a... Limehouse filly over there.
Okay.
And let's see, who's the
bred over at Vine Ridge at that time, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
And
because he's over at Windstar now.
Yes.
Yeah. Or did they send him up to New York now? I believe he might be up there.
I'm not for sure.
I think he might be in their division up there. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
And then I got a Lionheart filly. It looks pretty good.
Now he's in New York.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, actually, they sent him to
Turkey.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just as soon as I bred this mare, I think they sold him. He went to Turkey.
Well, he's jumped up with some runners.
I know he has.
Yeah, he's been a nice
guy. I think they're a little sorry they sent him over there, maybe.
Yeah, well, but, I guess it'd be easier to win races over there than here. But.
Yeah, that's right. But we got a variety over there.
Yeah. So you've been breeding. Did you breed all those now? You didn't breed the Michigan breds now.
I bred one of the Michigan breds. I sent it up there and folded it. The other one is actually Michigan sired. I bought that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the others I bred.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't go all the way up to Michigan to run.
They were starting that new track up there when I was breeding some horses in Michigan.
Okay.
And it looked like that was the coming thing, but now it's just faltered. Pretty much.
They've got one little track up there.
Mount Pleasant. They still run there. It's a half-mile track.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
I never have either.
Yeah.
I've never been to Michigan, as far as that goes.
I went to the new track they built up there a few years ago, Pinnacle, right outside Detroit.
Yeah.
We went there a couple times.
You went up there to run?
Yeah. That was a really nice track.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was too bad that didn't fly.
It was. It was... I don't know what happened, but it sure fell to pieces real fast.
You know James Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah, he used to race up there a lot. I see him running at Mountaineer and Thistle Downs.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the people used to run up Michigan running at Thistle now.
They do. Yeah, they moved over to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Stabled there.
Yeah. Beulah Parker, where are they moving that to Akron? Is that where they're taking?
Youngstown.
Youngstown?
Yeah.
Okay. Used to be a track in Akron, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They called it Darby Downs.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. I'm dating myself. Dating myself now. Well, how many you got ready to run now?
Oh, all 6 of those that are in training. They're all running.
They're all running?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I got the 2-year-olds, but I broke them last winter. mm-hmm. and then turned them out, and we got them up and started riding about a month ago.
Okay.
So I'll ride them on the farm because we can put a lot of miles on them on the farm.
Well, that's good.
Do it a lot.
Who gets on them for you out there? Anybody
I got guys here from the track that ride for me in the mornings, and then they go out in the afternoon.
Yeah, who's riding
for you? Ladio and Hector.
Okay.
That's
I know him.
A man and his... One's an uncle, another is his nephew.
Yeah.
And they come out there and then ride. They've been coming out and breaking yearlings for me for 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
That's a real, real good deal. They're hard workers. And they know what I want. And you don't have to. Oh, you might give a little guidance every once in a while, but most of the time it's just they know what to do. And
You still own Miss McNair?
She's out there in the what I call the old folks' field.
Oh, she's not that old. You got any foals out of her?
No, the last one out of her is the one that they claimed from me on Thanksgiving Day last year at Churchill.
All right.
She was by Flatter.
Oh, okay.
And her name is Flat Out Nice.
Okay.
They claimed her as a first start for her, and they claimed her for $50,000 at Churchill.
Okay. First time out of the bat. How did she end up doing?
She beat one horse.
I mean, after that.
Oh, after that, she just started the first time after she got claimed last week at Mountaineer, and she went a maiden special weight.
Okay. Yeah, those flatters can run.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah.
They can. She's a nice-looking filly.
Was she?
Yeah.
That mare could run.
She was pretty quick. If she would have done a lot, obviously, a lot better if she was a little quicker, but she liked just a little bit being,
A really good mare. How many races did she win?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember now. She wound up winning, she won $114,000. Mm-hmm. She had won $60,000 for me, and they claimed her for $25,000 from me. And she went on for a couple more years and wound up winning $114,000. And I claimed her back at Prairie Meadows for $10,000
mm-hmm.
and took her home and made a broodmare out of her.
Okay. But she didn't owe you anything.
No.
No,
and I felt you're not supposed to be fall in love or feel like you're obligated, but
no, you're not.
But I did, and my wife and I agreed that if it ever came up that we could claim her, and you know we're able at that time that we'd claim her back. And so we wound up getting her in Prairie Meadows and brought her home.
You bred her?
No, Julian Frank, Bo Frank from Paris.
Okay,
he bred her with another fella, and they were in partners. And his partner won it out when she was a weanling.
Mm.
And I bought his partner out.
Oh, okay.
And if I remember right, I think I gave $1,000 for half of her. Yeah.
Storm Boot, of course, stood over at Crestwood Farm.
Pope and Plains. That's when he was just starting it. Because she was born, she's a 95 mare.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, maybe his first or second crop. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah. You started out real cheap and ended up standing for 15.
Yeah.
He was a good stud horse.
Oh, good horse.
Yeah, that was it.
But I guess if anybody looked at him and picked him, were picking stallions by the way they looked, they would have never bred to him.
He
looked like a big old workhorse.
He didn't run but 4 or 5 times the way I can remember.
Yeah, I can't remember how many times he ran. What I do remember about him, he broke his maiden at Philadelphia Park.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Nicknar broke her maiden at Philadelphia Park with the same little girl on both of them.
Is that right?
And the trainer that was training for me up there, I sent her up there and let her run up there at the beginning. And he went to the photographer and got the photographer to look the picture up and made me a picture of both of them breaking their maiden.
Oh.
And so that was pretty neat. And I gave one to Pope McLean.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For whatever that's worth. But that was pretty neat.
So
both broke their maidens at Philadelphia Park with the same girl.
You got that hanging on the wall at home, man.
Yeah, I did. So that was a lot of fun. That was the first filly, our first horse that I'd ever raced.
Yeah.
My wife and I. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
It's always fun when you win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Jim, I want to thank you for coming by.
Well, I've enjoyed it.
It's been fun talking to you.
I appreciate it. It's always good to see you.
Well,
we don't get to see you as much out here now.
Well, I'm out here on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I come down and do it a little. Now I'm going to have to fill in clocking next week.
Okay.
One of the outriders is going in on vacation, Robin.
Okay.
And starting next Wednesday, so I'm going to be here Wednesday.
Susie's going to outride.
Susie's going to outride. I'm going to come up here and see if I'd remember how to clock one.
Yeah, I imagine you still do.
I don't know.
All right, Jim, been great.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Well, the first foals by Stroll since his return from Europe have come out running. Seven have started, five have won, all five in maiden specials. Two have placed, both in maiden specials. One has won stakes, and two more a stakes place. Now, Skylander Girl has won the $150,000 My Dear Girl Stakes at Woodbine. Tuscan Getaway, after taking a maiden special at Delaware, placed in the $125,000 Colon Stakes at Woodbine. Manos, never out of the money in four starts, including places in Keeneland and Churchill, placed in the Chenery Stakes. That's at Colonial Downs. South Bend won a maiden special, first time out at Hollywood Park. Shaking Sugar won a maiden special at Prairie Meadows, their first start. Strolling in the Big Easy did just that, won a maiden special at Louisiana Downs on July the 26th. And the next day at Saratoga, strolled to victory, ran second, just got beat ahead after an eventful trip in a maiden special, first time out at Saratoga, as I said. Now, Stroll, sire of a champion filly and a graded stakes winner, Keeneland in his first crop, is taking up right where he left off before he was sent to Europe. The grade one stakes won by Pulpit, strolls at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams. See the website at claibornefarm.com. All right, I want to talk about my good friend Hill Parker and his lovely bride, Reagan, and his daughters, of course. And Hill and Reagan have a real estate agency. They've been in business, in the real estate business now for some 12 years. And, of course, Hill's a licensed trainer and an experienced horseman, a hands-on horseman, as a matter of fact, understands the horse business, and he was an A-level pony clubber, and that's where most of our Olympic riders come from. And I got to know him out here when he was training more. He's not training right now. I think he's just full-time in real estate. He might have something out here. He might show up here one of these days. He's got a great website. It's LexHorseFarms.com, Lex, L-E-X, HorseFarms.com. So go to it. They always have great listings there. They're great people to do business with. They work really hard for you. It's people you can trust, and they know the business, the horse business, so they know what how to sell horse farms, and because they know what people are looking for. And if you're looking for something, they can find you the perfect farm. It's wonderful people. They've got listings in Fayette, Bourbon, Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, Clark, then variety of locations, sizes, prices, and have just listed another great big farm over here, right over here on Johnston, not on Johnston Road, it's the road right up from Johnston Road. Muir Station, yeah, I'll forget of it right. Got another place on the Paris Pike here, great. They've got some farms down in Bourbon County close to us, of all sizes. And once again, that's Hill and Reagan Parker, and their website is LexHorseFarms.com. You can't go wrong doing business with people like that. Well, Lighthouse Bay, winner July 27 of the Grade 1 Priors is by Sprightstown. So is Dance to Bristol, winner of the Grade 2 Honorable Mistakes on July 29. Golden Ticket, winner July 27 of the $100,000 Prairie Meadows Stakes. And Central Banker, winner July 25 of the $100,000 Quick Call Stakes. Sprightstown is now the number one ranked sire in North America. Country Day, a multiple graded stakes winner of over $500,000, is also by Sprightstown. And he stands at Crestwood Farm for $5,000, payable when the foal stands and nurses. Now, Country Day won stakes on dirt, grass, and synthetic. Won a place in 8 stakes, including a second in the grade 2, now grade 1, of course, Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. Displayed the speed typical of the Sprightstowns. Sprightstown has climbed to number 1 on the sire list with 12 stakes winners, 8 graded, 2 grade 1, and the earners are right at $7 million already this year. And Country Day's female family is also impressive. His dam is Hidden Assets, a graded stakes winner by Mount Livermore. It's the family of Aladar and Grand Slam and Kodex and a host of others. Country Day has completed his first successful year at stud this year at Crestwood Farm. It's a family-operated facility noted for customer service. Inquiries to Pope McLean or Pope McLean Jr., 859-252-3770, and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
SallyVanService.com.
Just about anywhere, I guess, out at Keeneland or pretty near wherever they sell a daily racing form. Steve, how are you today?
Doing all right, Ursula.
Who's going to win Whitney?
Well, we've got a field of 8 going in the in the Whitney Invitational. Fast and firm last time I looked at Saratoga, and there were not any scratches listed here. You know, Ursula, as much as I wanted to pick against Fort Larned here at 7-5, this horse has just been running so well that it's kind of hard to do so. The one thing that you have to be concerned about is obviously the presence of cross traffic in here. This is a lightly raced colt that's got a lot of speed. It'll be going two turns for the first time. Ran a huge race in the Metropolitan Mile. Just made all the pace in there. Looked like that it had every reason to fold up at the last furlong. Just kept digging and digging and digging, and they lost just a brutal photo beat on the wire. So there's no question he's going to be in front in here. The question is whether he can get the extra furlong. Fort Larned likes to run up front, but he can. He does show that he's able to be rated, and I think that's what he'll do today. I think he'll sit just off of Fort Larned or off of cross traffic, and then run by him in the stretch run. He is the defending champ, and like I said, despite 7-5, that's who I went with here to defend his title. I do think cross traffic could hang in there and grab part of it. And the late running Ron the Greek for Bill Mott, this horse always gives his best. He'll be running at the end, and I think he can grab part of it with the late run here. So I'm going to go 3-4-5 in the Whitney Invitational.
Fort Larned guaranteed today by Steve Moody. All right, Steve. We thank you, my friend, and we'll be going to be watching, and we'll see how you do.
All right, Ursula.
Appreciate it. All right, Steve, thank you so much. Well, First Defense and Mizzen Mast stand at Judmont Farm, and both are the Sire Classic winners in 2013. First Defense is the Sire Close Hatches, winner of the Grade 1 Classic Mother Goose Stakes at Belmont. Mizzen Mast is the Sire Flotilla, winner of the Classic Group 1 French 1,000 Guineas. Now, Close Hatches is one of four stakes horses from the first crop of First Defense. Also in that first crop is a group stakes winner in Great Britain. Plus two more that have placed in stakes in this country. Of course, First Defense, Grade 1 stakes winner by the late Unbridled Song. He's out of the Grade 1 stakes winner, Honest Lady by Seattle Slough. And Honest Lady is a half-sister to the top sires, Empire Maker and Chester House, out of the Grade 1 stakes winner and Broodmare of the Year, Troussard. Great family. Flotilla is one of five Grade 1 stakes winners by Mizzen Mast. She won the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf last fall, the day before Ms. Direction, yet another daughter of Mizzen Mast, whipped colts to win the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, another $1 million raise. Ms. Direction has won graded stakes this year, has earned over $1 million. To compete at the highest level, watch for yearlings by First Defense and Mizzen Mast at the major sales. And for more information, get in touch with Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com.
So cute.
If you haven't picked up your American Produce records, I suggest that you get in touch with them over at Bloodstock Research Information Services and do so. They've got the records of more than 3 million foals available to you out of about a million different mares. And you can trace the pedigrees of any registered foal back more than a century through American Produce Records. It's a great resource. They also include European produce records, public auction prices, and they update this daily. Unlimited access if through web or tablet or mobile, and it's just $275 per year. Worth every penny of it. That's American Produce Records through Bloodstock Research Information Services. Well, last Saturday at Saratoga, the historic Grade 2 Jim Dandy was won by Palace Malice, winner earlier, of course, the Grade 1 Belmont Stakes. Palace Malice was bred by Will Farish, and raised on products from McCauley Brothers at Mr. Farish's Lane's End Farm. That same day at Del Mar, the 1-2 finishers in the Grade 2 San Diego Handicap, Kettle Corn and Painter, were both raised on products from McCauley's. Kettle Corn was raised by Jim Clemens and Painter by the Diamond A Corporation. And that's not all. Street Jam, winner of the Desert Vixen at Monmouth, and Golden Ticket, winner of the $100,000 Prairie Meadows Handicap, were also raised on McCauley products. Street Jam at Muckmahal and Golden Ticket at Windstar Farm. And Winning Cause, winner of the Circat Stakes at Saratoga, was raised at Ashford Stud for Breeder Galleria Bloodstock. That's the winners of 5 more stakes in just 2 days. Week after week after week, runners raised on products from McCauley's give testimony to the quality of those products. So call Mike Warren or David Longmire, 859-873-3333. Talk to them about the McCauley products and the free services that come with every bag of feed you purchase. And, of course, you're always free to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, that's where it's all about the horse. Up now with my the winners, Kentucky Bred winners of stakes over the last weekend and through the week, I might add, because we picked up a few more during the week. This is compliments of David Schweitzer and the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association and Toba, and the Grade 1 Haskell winner Verrazano by More Than Ready, of course, who stands at Windstar Farm, bred by Emery Hamilton. Lighthouse Bay, winner of the Grade 1 Prior Stakes by Sprightstown, who also stands at Windstar Farm. Was bred by Rich Lynn Stables. The Grade 2 Jim Dandy Stakes winner, Palace Malice, was bred by Mr. Will Farish. The Amsterdam Stakes, Grade 2 at Saratoga, 40 Tails won that. He's by Taylor the Cat, bred with the Randall Family Trust. Taylor the Cat, another Ashford Stud Stallion. The Grade 2 Honorable Miss, $200,000 pot, Dale to Bristol, Dance to Bristol won that. Believe it or not, another Sprightstown, bred by Mr. and Mrs. David Garner. Kettle Corn, winner of the Grade 2 San Diego Handicap, was bred by Jim Clemens. The Grade 2 Monmouth Cup was won by Pants on Fire, bred by K&G Stables. The Grade 3 Oceanport Stakes, Silver Max won that. He's by Badge of Silver, stands at Airdrie Stud, bred by Steve Snowden, Seth Lauffer, and Will Lauffer. The Ohio Derby Grade 3 winner, title contender, bred by Town and Country Farm, is by Pulpit. The White Clay Creek Stakes at Delaware, Hop the Six won that. Hop the Six, a 2-year-old of filly by Artie Schiller, another Windstar Stallion, bred by the Elkstone Group. The Desert Vixen at Monmouth Park winner, Street Jam, was bred by Muckmahal. The Sir Cat Stakes, Saratoga winner by Giants Causeway. Winning Calls, bred by Galleria Bloodstock. The Toronto Cup Stakes went to Five Iron, bred by Frederick Michael Allure. The Wine Country Stakes at Santa Rosa, Saibon Racing Stable, bred that one. That was a 3-year-old filly, another Tail of the Cat. The Prairie Meadows Stakes at Prairie Meadows, where else? Golden Ticket by Sprightstown. Boy, did he have a week. Of course, this one bred by Windstar Farm. The Count Lantham Handicap at Northlands. Smart Production won that, bred by Mercedes Stables. Another stakes at Northlands. Princess Margaret Stakes. Went to Holiday Bay by Harlan's Holiday, bred by We Bad Partnership. Of course, Harlan's Holiday also at Windstar Farm. The Group 1 Prix Rothschild over in France was won by Elusive Cat, trained by Clovelly Farm. Wednesday at Saratoga, the John's Call Stake winner, Hyper, bred by Ken and Sarah Ramsey. Saratoga on Thursday. The A.P. Smithwick Memorial Steeplechase, it's Grade 1. Mr. Hot Stuff won that. He's by Tiz Now, bred by Windstar Farm. That was going 2 1/16 miles. That's no problem for Tiz Now. The Sport Tex Crest Stakes run yesterday at Saratoga. Winner was Silver Rat, bred by Grousemont Farm. Whew! I tell you what, it's hard to keep up with all of them.
Well, Jazzle is the sire of six 2013 stakes winners. Comediante has won stakes in South America. Machiavellianism has won stakes in Europe. Both had won Group 1 stakes early in their careers. Death Sizzle has run second in the Grade 3 Aristides. That's at Churchill. Najjar is placed in the Grade 3 Louisville Handicap at Churchill. Where else? The Seafree ran second in the Group 3 Prix La Force over in France. Sweet Little Man is placed in the Victoria Stakes up at Woodbine. So Jazzle, winner of the Classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes and second of the Grade 1 Wood Memorial for earnings of over $890,000, is by Seeking the Gold, out of a Broodmare of the Year, Better Than Honor. She's also the dam of Belmont Stakes winner, Rags to Riches. And, of course, she also won the Belmont Stakes. And second dam won the Kentucky Oaks. The third dam is yet another Broodmare of the Year. Great pedigree. Jazzle is a Shadwell Farm, home also of Grade 1 Stakes winner, Albertus Maximus, Grade 1 Stakes winner, and graded stakes sire De Hare, graded stakes winner, and graded stakes sire Intedam, Hall of Famer Invisoris, I have a graded stakes winner now in his first crop, and Mooston Farm, multiple graded stakes winner by Unbridled. Inquiries to stag manager Ken Barnes. Number over there is 224-4585, and see the website, shadwellfarm.com. Well, Lexington Equine Surgery and Sports Medicine. It's an elective surgery facility, outpatient medicine. Let me give you their website right up front. It's lexingtonequine.com. It's a wonderful facility located over on Georgetown Pike, right where Ironworks Pike empties into Georgetown Pike. Not too far from Red State Barbecue, as far as that goes. Dr. Bill Bernard, Dr. Wesley Sutter. Dr. Sutter is an orthopedic surgeon, sports medicine specialist. Bill Bernard is an internist. He treats, infectious diseases, diagnostics, respiratory problems, whatever. He spent 20 years with Rudin Riddle. Dr. Sutter was over with Rudin Riddle, too, although he used to teach at equine orthopedic surgery up at Ohio State, and then he practiced down in Ocala. But he went to Rudin Riddle, and that's when Dr. Bernard and Dr. Sutter decided to open up this state-of-the-art facility. They have the newest nuclear scintigraphy machine around. They've got the only standing MRI in Lexington. It's an outpatient, you call them up, tell them what you want, set up an appointment, bring your horse in, they take care of you. Here's the good news. They tell you exactly what it's cost, and the prices are very reasonable. And when you get the bill, by golly, there's no add-ons. What they say is what you pay. So it's a wonderful. So go to that website at lexingtonequine.com. Well, the first crop 2 year olds by Colonel John and Pioneer of the Nile have people talking. Colonel John's the sire of 4 2-year-old winners, and all four have won maiden specials, one at Churchill Downs, one at Hollywood Park, two at Presque Isle. Pioneer of the Nile has 3 2-year-old maidens, all 3 in maiden specials, 2 at Belmont Park, 1 at Saratoga. And horsemen have taken notice, and that's one of the reasons why second crop yearlings by Colonel John sold for $110,000 and $95,000 at the recent July sale over at Tracy Tipton, Kentucky. And a pair of Pioneer the Nile yearlings went for $260,000 and $100,000 in the same sale. Grade 1 stakes winner Colonel John, he won more than $1,779,000, and he's by Hall of Famer and Top Side Tiz now. And Grade 1 winner Pioneer of the Nile, earner of more than $1,634,000, and a son of Empire Maker, both stand at Windstar Farm. Starting with Monday's Saratoga sale, watch for yearlings by Colonel John and Pioneer of the Nile. Also in the Saratoga sale are youngsters by the Windstar Stallions. Congrats. Distorted Humor, Harlan's Holiday, More Than Ready Sprightstown, and Tis Now. Windstar Farm is home for 4 of the top 20 sires of 2013 by North American stand earnings, including number 1, Sprightstown. Inquiries to Darren Fox or Leanna Packard or Chance Tim. The website, windstarfarm.com. All right, Jackie, you wanted, if you can get your nose out of the Red State Barbecue over there.
I just had a piece of brisket. Oh, wow. Holy cow. Rusty's ripped into the ribs.
Did you save me a rib?
Yes, sir. You got 3.
Three, and he's got 1, and I gave him the cheese grits.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Here. Try some of this.
What am I going to eat while you're...
Sure, you can. Try some of this brisket. Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous. Oh,
where,
that is.
Where is the stuff you put on it?
In the other lid. Here, sides and sauces.
Okay. What did you use?
I didn't use any sides. I wouldn't put sides on anything that tastes this good.
Nothing better than Red State Barbecue.
Oh, better not chew right now. Okay. This is fabulous. We're going to do this. KTA, KTOB, additional member benefit. You get a free year subscription. Yeah, here's some forks and stuff. Free year subscription to European Bloodstock News.
Thank
Did you hear that?
What?
We get a free year subscription to European Bloodstock News. It's emailed to you. As soon as the day's racing is over, you get it emailed to your email account, of course. But isn't that – I'm going to do that as soon as I get home. I think that's pretty neat. Okay, the Kentucky Horse Park – of course, Michael talked about this. Funnyside has gone to New York for a celebratory appearance at Saratoga. And they're going to have Barclay Tags going to be there, and Saratoga Stables is going to be there. You're going to have the post parade for the Vanderbilt, and Funnyside's going to lead the post parade. So that's fun. Another new thing about the horse park, if you buy a ticket to get in one day, you get the next day free. Oh. So that's two entries for the price of one. That's a nice thing. Nominate. Okay, here we go with Toba and KTA. Nominate your pregnant mare by August 15th for $60. The resulting foal will be eligible to earn breeder awards for winning races all over the world. Since 2006, that's a big $87 million. For instance, if your horse that you've bred wins a maiden special or an allowance race at U.S. or Woodbine, you get $3,000. Stakes races, U.S. or Woodbine, you get $4,000. $5,000 for a grade 2 or 3 win in U.S., Canada, England, France, or Ireland. $7,500 for a grade 1 win. And $50,000 extra if you win the Oaks or the Derby. It's just kind of a good thing. So, nominate.
I still think you should have kept all that money in Kentucky. I argued and argued about that. Go ahead.
Anyway.
I lost.
Right. Go to KentuckyBred.org for more information. Remember, nominate your pregnant mare by August 15th for $60. Let's see. That's over. All-Tech National Horse Show has got a link where you can watch these qualifying shows setting up for the All-Tech National Horse Show. I think it's in November. This is the show that's been around for about 100 years, and they sort of gave up on it in New York. I don't know. Anyway, it's here. It's October 29th through November 3rd with a $250,000 All-Tech Grand Prix and so on and so forth. It's really nice. So I'm trying to find All-Tech. The actual, here it is, www.alltechequinetv.com. Click on there and watch those shows. It's pretty neat. Horses and Hope Trail Ride is September 14th. That's Kentucky's First Lady, Jane Beshear, is going to host. It's the third annual. It's at the Horse Park, Saturday, September 14th. Registration is open for the ride and barbecue supper. Go to www.horsesandhope.org and then events. It's real nice. They've done a good job with it, and it's a lot of fun. Oh, you get a commemorative gift, too. Free park admission and a barbecue picnic. Yeah, NTRA checkoff program enrolled today. The October sale at Fasig Tipton, Kentucky entry deadline is the 9th. And if you click, you can give a 1/4% to NTRA. Today is the weekend of Kentucky Summer 2 Hunter Jumper Show at the Horse Park at the Hunter Jumper Complex, August 3rd, which is today, Pink Out at Ellis Park. Horses and Hope Race Days at Ellis Park today. You didn't know that, did you?
Nope.
So, well, now you do. Oh, I put here, yeah, you get 2 days for the price of one at the Horse Park. Turn the page. Tomorrow, Susan G. Komen, Lexington, invites you for polo at the Horse Park for the inaugural Pink Polo Cup. It's fun, and tailgate spots are $250. Individual tickets are $39.95, and it's for a good cause. Horse Aid Live is today. This is out right now at Masterson. What's today, August the 3rd? Tomorrow will be the last day of the Kentucky Summer 2 Hunter Jumper Show. Next weekend, starting Wednesday through the weekend, USEF, that's United States Equestrian Federation Pony Finals. And the week after that will be the Bluegrass Festival Horse Show. So, a lot of stuff still coming up. I hate that it's winding down because it's summer's, you know. Summer's two-thirds gone. Don't forget the second annual Sporting Clay Equine Clinic Challenge. Rude and Riddle Woodford Park Animal Park Clinic, Haggard's and Lexington Surgery. Monday, August 25th, Bluegrass Sportsman's League. Put your top shooters to the test. You want to know more about this, you need to go to Kentucky Farm Managers, KYFMC, and talk to them. Find out how to enter, find out who people have to sponsor you, which I think is kind of a, nobody wants to sponsor me. So, have you swallowed yet?
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Okay. Oh, that's good. I'm going to continue on that barbecue there. Well, Malibu Moon currently ranks third on the 2013 Sire List by North American earnings, and he's closing in on number one. Reasons enough to take a close look at the 9 Malibu Moon yearlings in the Saratoga sales Monday, and reason enough to take a good look at the pedigree of Temple City, a young sire prospect with a great sire pedigree. Temple City is one of some 135 stakes winners sired by Dinah Former, and he's out of curriculum, a half-sister to Malibu Moon. And curriculum is a daughter of Danzig, who sired over 200 stakes winners out of Macumba, a classic winner by Mr. Prospector. Malibu Moon, Dinah Former, Danzig, Mr. Prospector. Doesn't get any better than that. That's a sire pedigree. Temple City, one graded stakes, a new track record time. First foals are yearlings. First one offered at auction, and when the only one in the July sales at Facy Tipton brought $105,000. That's more than 20 times the stud fee. So it appears that those who took advantage of the breeding incentive programs to Temple City are going to do very well. And Spendthrift's popular Share the Upside program is now being offered to the beautifully bred stakes winner Awesome Patriot, a handsome full brother to the Preakness winner Oxbow. By Awesome again, I have a full sister to the great Tiz Now. It's not too early to make plans for 2014. To get in on the ground floor with Awesome Patriot, call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Mark Toothacker at 294-0030 and check the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. All righty. Well, they're running to Whitney today. I was going to do a whole lot more on that, but talk a little bit. I've got 4 or 5 minutes here. I'd talk a little bit about Black Maria, who won the original Whitney. She was a champion 3-year-old filly in 1926, and she won the original Whitney, as I said, which was run in 1928. Black Maria was registered black. They don't run across those anymore. She was by Black Tony, son of Peter Pan, out of Bird Loose by Sardin Apale, bred by the Himyar stud. That was Colonel Phil Chint. I noticed that the old PPs on the mare Lister is being bred by Colonel E.R. Bradley, but she was not.
she was mating was of course by Dr. Bradley. I'm not Dr. Bradley, Colonel Bradley, but he sold the mare and carrying Black Maria to Colonel Chin. So the official breeder is Colonel Phil Chin. Big mare, stood over 16 hands. Had an immense following. She was very popular on the racetrack. And she was sold to Mr. W.R. Cole as a yearling, bought $6,200 by Colonel Chin. And she didn't, unfortunately, was she produced one foal as a broodmare, and it died. And so did she. So, you know, she really didn't have anything. That was a pretty good crop. Some good, really good fillies in that. The second ranked filly that year, a 2-year-old filly, which would have been 2-year-old excuse me, 2-year-old in 1928 was Edith Cavill, who was by Man of War, bred by Walter Jeffords, and Friar's Cars, who went on to be a great producer. She was by Friar Rock, was also in that crop. Some other horses, Colonel Bradley's Bubbling Over was in that crop. Of course, he was by North Star the Third, horse that had won the Middle Park Stakes over in Great Britain before being imported. Pompey was in that, he was a champion 2-year-old in 1925. Pompey was by Sunbriar. Wild Air was the sire of Cantor, who was in that particular crop. Haste was in there. He was by an imported stallion named Maintenant. Let's see who else was in that particular crop. 1926. Mars was by Man of War. Chance Play, of course, for Fair Play. Chance Play ended up in the stud over at Calumet, incidentally. Display, another Fair Play, was in that crop. Champion 3-year-old that year was Crusader. He was by Man of War, bred by Sam Riddle. Went to stud over at Mr. Riddle's, and it didn't receive much opportunity at stud over there because, of course, he kind of was in the shadow of his daddy, Man of War, over there. Not only that, the mares over there were not a whole lot anyway. It was just one of those things that Mr. Riddle in his later years thought all he had to do was he could lead a billy goat over there and breed it to Man of War and get a runner. And that's what he did. I guess it'd have to be a nanny goat, but anyway. Rapture was in that 2-year-old filly. That she was by Chickle, I believe. Yes, Pino. It was a great crop, and of course Black Maria. She wasn't heavily raced back at that time. She just ran 52 times, won 18 races with 14 seconds and 6 thirds. And win $110,000, but that's when a dollar was worth a dollar. But anyway, that's the original winner. Is that they playing our music there already?
1 minute.
1 minute?
1 minute.
All right, I want to thank Jim Rankin for stopping by. And once again, I can't find my damn list right
now. Red State Barbecue.
Yeah, and Red State Barbecue, make sure you go over there. I tell you what, we're pigging out over here now.
So.
Thank you, David Carroll. We appreciate it. We'll be up on a website here sooner or later. That's UrsulaEllisHorseTales.com. And I want to thank Mary Jane down below and the studios and Reshi right here. And thanks for listening.